episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Click on the donate link.
Hey, Rollo, welcome to the after show of Rick and Rollo.
Hey, Russ.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a show.
So anyone, if anyone's out there that's actually listening, you can come in and chat. And it's not going to last long for me, though. I don't know how long I'll be chatting for tonight, but it's fantastic to be on.
Let me tell you. Last week, when you had after seriously, I was just there for like an hour or something. Mm. And you had Fast Value, you had Greg Chance.
No, Verilicious company, because she wants to do. She's got a thing that she does. I forget what it's called.
Uh-huh.
It's like the fitting room. Mm. Where she interviews people, and she wants to do one with Rick and Rollo. Well, I suggested, I'm quite happy to do one. But I said it's going to be really hard to do because Rollo can be a blind drunk and just not, doing anything of any semblance of normalcy. But I suggested she come in after our Rick and Rollo show. Now, she came in, but you'd actually disappeared, so it didn't work out. Eventually it'll happen. I'm not in any hurry.
Well,
last week I was
a little bit, what do you call it? I got kicked out of a couple of pubs or something. And do you remember that? So I was still, worried about the fact that now I'm not joking here. I'm very serious. I'm actually worried about the police,
the cop
who I hate. I call them. Yeah.
Look, that's quite normal. I hate authority. I'm an anti-authoritarian.
Yeah.
And so I totally agree.
All I said was when they said, "What are you up to?" And I go, I'm minding my own fucking business. The only good cop's a dead cop. And that's, I know.
It starts it off. The cops don't generally like that, but I'll just tell you this, Rollo, and it's good that I'm being unprofessional. I can make noise.
Go for it. Yeah.
They are recruiting big time at the moment for cops.
Yeah.
They are literally saying, we want elite sports people. We want local people that live in your area and your street all to become cops. And I'm thinking, why are they doing this massive recruitment for police right now? It's like there's something sus going on, But, back in the day, and me and you remember it very well, COVID. The cops fucked up every fucking semblance of any respect they wanted from how they behaved in 2021, 2022, 2023.
Well, I'll give them this, ready? I said straight to their face, I went, the only good cop is a dead cop.
The dead cop.
I said straight to their face, and they turned around and walked out. Yeah.
Well, why not?
There were three of them.
Yeah, but so many cops have resigned. So basically what they're doing is they're having to recruit normal people to do this thing. And a lot of people want to become cops. Look, to be honest, everyone wants a gun on their hip. and a can of mace, oh, whatever yeah. they've got. You know, it's a thing. It's like it's an authoritarian thing. And they know that people want to become cops because I would have loved to. I would have been a great cop back in, you know, I'm talking about 30 years ago. Not anymore.
And so would I.
Well, yeah, you would have been a hilarious cop.
Yeah.
The Keystone cop.
I would have been the bad cop. Bad Lieutenant.
What a movie.
Harvey Keitel.
Yeah. And he gets in the car and you see him, he wakes up, he does three lines of coke, and he gets in the car and his kids go, I don't want to go to Auntie B. He goes, you got to go to Auntie B. What did Auntie Betty tell you? And he goes, she told me to do this. He goes, you tell Auntie Betty, get fucked. You know, because he's coked off his head driving his kids to school. And it just gets from there onwards. He starts smoking, chasing the dragon. He's smoking heroin. He's shooting up drugs. He's taking massive get. And the whole time he's listening to Daryl Strawberry and the Yankees playing. And he's going, we're going to win. He's putting all his money on these things. And you see him at the murder scene. There's a murder scene. And the cop walks up to him and goes, how about that strawberry? And he goes, that fucking asshole. You know, and instead of, they're not worried about the murder scene, they're talking about the baseball. And I just thought that is more, and I'm going to tell you quite straight, that is what is real in the real life. That's what cops and normal people talk about. They don't give a fuck about their job. They just want to talk about the sports team, who's winning, who's losing. You know, it doesn't matter what, you know, the guy's blown his head off and, you know, committed suicide. The guys that turn up to have to clean up the mess and talk about the stuff, they don't want to know about what they're seeing. They just want to talk about the sport, you know. And that's true, yeah. And it makes you relax. And you know, you understand. And who was Daryl Strawberry playing for? Was it New York Mets or the Yankees back in the day? Daryl Strawberry. This is the main guy that we're talking. Can you hear me? Are you listening to what I'm talking about, Rollo?
It was the Yankees. I'm talking bullshit.
Was he the Yankees?
I just took a thrash down my mouth. Now let's talk about. I do. There's a lovely. What is his name? His name is. All right. Okay. His name is. Okay. Listen. This is the after show, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Okay. Whatever you want to talk about.
He's the Jewish guy that. The brought the piano through.
Harvey Keitel,
right?
Yeah.
There you go. This is a guy I fucking love. When it comes to an actor, yeah.
Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
Now I could have met him if I wanted to. On this job. Yeah, I was on the set of it was some cult movie and it had what's the name from Titanic. Kate Winslet and him, and filmed in Sydney. Now, when it is in 99, whatever.
That's right, because I watched the other night. I watched, what was it? It was that fantastic movie called the set you worked on.
Dark City.
Exactly. You worked on that set, yeah. But again, you're not huge into next to the fans.
This is wonderful vodka talk here, Rollo.
But you were never where you like honestly, I'd love to have met Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Do you know Kiefer Sutherland? I would have.
Well, I was standing. I was literally, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, in the queue to get bacon egg rolls for breakfast on Dark City. He was in front of me and William Hurt was behind me. And these are both guys I'm big fans of. I like William Hurt and the brick. What was the movie when they played the drug dealing bad guy and the
go for it.
Oh, fuck, it was a really big movie. Everyone loves it too. Yeah. Huge movie. He played the Porsche driving drug dealer. The breakfast, not the Breakfast Club, or the Big Sleep, or the Big Chill. Great movie. Have you seen The Big Chill?
Well,
really good movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen
The Big Chill? That was The Big Chill. That's right. We've lost the big hit. The big guy. What was his name? Big Chill. All right, let's have a look.
The Big Chill. It was awesome film. Yeah, really good film. Cult movie, like Breakfast Club and all these other ones. Now, in front of me, Kiefer Sutherland, who's a bit taller than me, I think. I do remember that. Maybe. Anyway, literally, these guys were lined up. These are A-list actors. No private chefs, no anything. They were just standing just to get the same food as I was getting. Now, I could have I could have put my hand on Kiefer and said, dude, your father is the best actor, Donald's father. I said, Oddball was my favorite character. And you're listening
Rick and Roller.
Rick and Roller. After
show. No matter what your age,
you're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Actually, you're listening to Rick and Roll All After Show, and we're talking about me queuing up to get some breakfast one morning in 1996, so, just before the Matrix filmed.
Not everyone. Like, when you took, what was her name? Carrie Ann Moss. Didn't you take her to the bathroom? And
she came up. So I was standing on. I was outside the police. It was a really kind of secretive government building that wasn't secretive. There was a location for the Matrix.
Yeah. So just before we went to the break. It was that beautiful movie. What was it called? It was called
Dark City.
That's right. Now,
I'm queued up to get a bacon and egg roll, which is really of the highest quality. That I'm telling you, when you're on a film,
I don't doubt it.
Particularly a big budget film like Matrix or Dark City.
Brilliant.
There was a guy that was making the food and. I was in a line, and I had Kiefer Sutherland in front of me and William Hurt behind me. And about 2 days after that, and I never said anything to them. I wish I did. I would have loved to have. I said it before, just minutes ago. I would have said, Kiefer, your father, Donald, was the best. At 5 years of age or 6 years of age, when I saw Kelly's Heroes, that guy was my favorite actor ever, next to Eric Idle or Monty Python, because he was just cool. You know, Oddball. You know, played the crazy Oddball character.
Your job is to keep everyone away.
Well, to be honest, on Dark City.
Yeah, but I know. I would want to say those things as well.
Well, I wonder I often think about it, I feel like I should have said, you know, just because and I turned around, I saw him, and he looked at me, and I turned around, and yeah. there's William Hurt behind yeah. me. And William Hurt played this cool character also in the Big Chill. If you ever watched the movie The Big Chill, he was the outsider that never married and never did, you know, whatever. And he was selling drugs, and you know, he's just a cool actor in that movie, The Big Chill. Highly recommend that movie. But Kiefer, his father, really was my favorite actor ever, and that was Oddball. You know, hey, negative vibes, man, and negative waves. I wish I'd said something to him, but I never did.
No. I'm with you. Are you talking about the Canadian
Kelly's Heroes? Yeah, I'm talking about Kelly's Heroes.
Yeah,
where
when it comes to is the way he talks. He's fantastic the way he talks, isn't it?
He goes, negative waves, man. And you know who he was talking to in the film Kelly's Heroes? The guy he's talking, Moriarty, is played by Captain Steubing from The Love Boat.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. But Captain Steubing was Gavin McLeod.
Guaranteed fake name.
It would be Gavin Goldstein, I would say. Yep. I'm just going to guess.
Okay. But listen to this. When it comes to, do you remember the show Mac? Right. Now, the guy that was taken from Larry Linville. Do you remember Larry Linville?
He just died recently, the other day.
Well, Larry Linville, now the guy that took over his.
Yeah, I couldn't stand him.
Because it's called. Do you know what it's called? It's called a second where people can't be. They don't like each. Well, Larry Linville.
So Larry Linville of the left mash, but he only just died recently.
Listen. Okay. It was awesome. He was classic. And everyone liked him. Everyone loved him. You know, because
he was going out with Hot Lips Houlihan.
Yes.
He was a favorite. So look, I watched MASH up until it finished back in 1975.
I was a big fan of what was it called, Dad's Army.
Yep.
Dad's Army back in the day.
So the other day I was watching on Facebook, and they showed the graves of famous actors. Yeah. And they showed John LeMessurier's grave. They showed a picture, which is because he was in Dad's Army and whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know where I'm going here. The most
famous one was the big guy. What was his name?
John Wayne.
Let me think. No, it wasn't John Wayne, but that's hilarious.
I was talking about that.
I think it, Sorry, bro. You know, my bad.
Look, no, I think we should wind it up, to be honest, because I think I want to go and eat something. And okay. I haven't eaten anything today. I have not eaten anything today, and I've heard about...
His name was Arthur Lowe.
Arthur Lowe, yeah. You stupid boy.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just say this?
Friggin' test.
My younger brother is doing amateur theatre at the moment.
Okay. Right?
And he's in a production of Dad's Army in New Zealand as we speak, which is fantastic. And John LeMessurier was Sergeant Wilson. His absolutely. acting skills were up there, you know. Like, and I'll tell you now, anyone listening to this, interested in this kind of subject, read Michael Palin's diaries, and he's got one pre-Python and one after Python. These books are absolutely gold class. You're going to find it about George Harrison, all these amazing actors and real people. But Michael Palin's diaries are really good books if you want to look into what really happened as actors. And, you know, I mean, I was part of it. I was, like, you know, on these film sets. I got to meet, you know, famous people. And sometimes, you know, they were interesting. Sometimes they weren't.
Why weren't you there when... what was his name? In 1980, what was it? I think it was a fella called, I think his name was Michael David Chapman.
Michael Chapman?
Yeah.
I've no idea who you're talking about, Roy.
Well, David
Chapman.
He just went up to...
It was Graham Chapman, was Monty Python. Graham Chapman.
No. Michael Chapman. He went straight up to the...
You've just dropped out. I think we should wind it up. Roll up.
Okay. All he did, he just went straight up to his face.
I've got this cat asking me for 3 meals a day. Like, I'm already feeding.
No. Why did
Rollo, this is vodka. Vodka and you need to spend a time against each other. Just drink some beer. This next time, just buy two cases of beer.
All right.
I think we should go.
Okay.
All right.
So, there's two. do you like the guy or not?
Do you like what?
Do you like him or not?
Who? Who are you talking about?
Talking about the 40-year-old that got the shot. Bang. Bang. Bang.
Shot who?
In 1980, bang, bang.
We're talking about John Lennon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a complete hoax. Not so much hoax, but they set so many other people up there. And I'm telling you now, Leonard Cohen thought he shot John Lennon. And he was part of this kind of weird psychological operation that was going down in Canada back in the day. So, yeah, I don't believe any of that stuff. I just think, did they shoot him? Yeah, they look like I could have done. I'm not sure.
Who are they?
Exactly. That's a great question. And I would say they are the KC and the Sunshine Band. Napoleon Wilson, are you listening? I love the fact that I saw it the other day. KC and the Sunshine Band. That's KC 311 and the Sunshine. These people worship the sun. So the best way to describe the bad guys are KC and the Sunshine Band. And I think Napoleon Wilson, you should actually put out a show, put out one of your YouTubes and find one of the KC and the Sunshine Band, because I'm talking about just the basic people that worship the sun and these fucking monoliths everywhere. And KC is 311. That's the name of the bad guys, KC and the Sunshine Band. Anyway, dude, I'll give you a call privately after.
Let's go out. Now, what's their biggest hit? What's the biggest hit?
Actually, that's a really good idea, Rollo.
Yeah.
Really good idea, yeah. Mm. KC and the Sunshine Band. I'll Google it right now.
Let me do it.
KC and Sunshine Band. So I'm telling you, that's the best way to describe the bad guys out there is 311, and because these people worship the sun and monoliths and plinths and towers. So the bad guys are KC and Sunshine Band.
Absolutely.
So KC and
what is their biggest hit?
Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Get down tonight. That's the way I like it. Shake your booty. I mean, we're going to keep it coming.
No chance.
Yeah. There's got to be a there though with some of their songs. Origin, Florida. Members, past members. History, just oh, here we go. Discography. They've actually got some really good songs, though.
Yeah, you're right.
The Painter, All Night's Work. maybe I shouldn't have said this, but anyway.
No, this is awesome.
Harry Wayne Casey, Wikipedia. So Harry Wayne Casey was known as KC. Now, KC is 11-3. That's 311. For you out there that know about numbers, and there are people out there that do, be told. Harry Casey. That's the one. They've got a really good song, though. There's one really cool song that I love.
Trust me, it's Friday night. Do you remember that song?
If you really want to play it, but I would say there's
I'm just joking. But
it's definitely a song.
Yeah. Me and you are talking, right? So we're gonna go out with Friday night, right? It's a fantastic song by
Rollo. We'll go for it. Friday Night by Katy Perry.
I think it's Katy Perry, yeah.
Oh. All right. Over now.
All right.
Send that song to Joel.
I've already sent it to him.
Come here. All right, over now. Rollo, a pleasure. Be told.
Cocaine. I've done so much coke tonight. It's a blacked out blur, but I'm pretty sure it ruled. Damn. Too much coke. I'm not talking sober. I've had a bottle of bloody whiskey tonight. I love you. Sort of.
bought a few fucking lines of coke, for fuck's sake.
Oh, you did a good spanking. Open up to your bum.
It looks like a dick going towards an asshole to me.
It's a blacked out blur, but I'm pretty sure it ruled. Damn.
Is he circumcised? Cocaine. I've had these splits and lines and everything tonight, so. Shit falls down, man. Shit falls down, man. Next thing you know, you wake up naked with God knows in somebody's house. Who the fuck house am I in? If I got kicked out and walked the streets, you know, I'd find someone and you know what they would do? They'd give me some cocaine. Hey! All night, right?
This isn't a drunk cast tonight, is it?
No.